Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
So Jamie shows up this morning in full outfit. I guess you're not supposed to call her an outfit, she shows up in her uniform for yoga. Yoga. She's got her spandex. She went to Kohl's. She's ready to go. She's already signed up for classes today.
I did.
10:20 this morning. Stretch, you know, downward dog, all the stuff that goes with yoga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned to you that you're going to be laughed out of the place if you walk in without one certain item, accessory that you must have.
Must have.
And actually, after putting this out there for Texanado at 51059, there's actually two.
Got it right?
Yeah. Well, no. Oh. There are two accessories that you need, or you're going to be laughed out of the gym.
Laughed out of a gym.
Yeah. You're going to be laughed out of there because you didn't show up.
I already have anxiety. I don't know if any of you go through this, but listen, I haven't been to a gym since, like, NAM, okay? So I am already having anxiety of just walking into the place.
I'm trying to help you.
I know, but listen, so I really am. Like, I don't see my chest, how it gets all red and splotchy. Yeah. It's because I'm so nervous to walk into this place and feel like a dork. Like,
one of these things is not like the other.
Jamie.
Yes.
That's why I'm bringing this up. Because if you don't get these accessories before 10:20 this morning, you are going to look like a dork. We need an intern. We need to send them to a Sporting Goods, a Big Five. Go to a Big Five and get you these accessories.
Because everybody has that thing that you've done that, you know, you don't know how to do it. For example, I took my friend to sushi, and she was eating the discarded edamame pods.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? She picked up my discarded edamame pod. And tried to suck the little, beans out of it. I'm like, dude, that's not how you eat those. Those are already been eaten.
Right. But she didn't know.
And that's
why she wanted to look the part.
And Sean says he has anxiety about going to a sushi place because he doesn't know how to do it.
Right.
So I don't know how to be in the fitness world.
Well, you're exactly right. That's why I'm trying to help you, Jamie. I don't want you laughed out of the gym.
Okay.
First of all,
Thank you.
First thing I was thinking all of is you don't have a water bottle.
No.
You've got
crap.
Sean,
oh
am
my
I right?
God, and it's supposed to say something cool.
You cannot show up at a gym without a water bottle.
Oh, no.
That is an accessory you will be laughed at.
He's right.
Am I not right?
Super right.
Oh,
okay.
No. And it's got to be like a cool one, right?
Yeah, right.
No, it's got to say like Orange Theory on it or something.
It's got to be like something like what I have.
Oh, that's a cool one. What did you say on it?
Well, I wrote my name on it because there's a lot of theft around here.
But no, that's good, but it still like looks authentic, like with your name on it.
Yeah, because you can tell, look, I've had this a long time. You don't want to go in there
with a shiny one.
With a sticker on it that you just purchased.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's got to be beaten up. I'd say what you need to do is maybe throw it on the asphalt a couple of times before you get to the
gym. Because that one looks like it's from a golf course or something.
No, I bought this at... at REI.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa, it's like you're a hiker.
All right, Jamie, I have an idea for you.
Folks.
I have a way for you to get around this one today.
Okay.
So as soon as you get to the gym, the very first time, find the lost and found. And then go there. There'll be water bottles in there. Pick you out a real nice one.
Yeah.
And then you carry that one around today, and people will be like, whoa, she's a veteran. Look at that beat up old water bottle.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, that's where I get all my best water bottles.
Yeah, lost and found.
Actually, if you go to my son's school.
That's where I used to get them.
Oh, my God.
But now.
I can actually go there and buy his whole winter wardrobe. I'm like, act like this coat's yours.
Yeah, totally.
True.
But that's my tip for you for that one.
But you don't have time for that.
Yeah. Right.
You've got to do it at the gym. Sean's right. Lost and found. That's your best ticket. But you got to have that. People are also saying, and this is probably true, that she's missing the yoga mat.
No, we're not doing yoga.
That's right. You're doing it on the Pilates machine.
Yeah, I don't
but it's
need
a
that.
Yoga move on a Pilates machine.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, you're not going to need the mat.
No.
Water bottle.
I would look stupid if I tried to put a mat on top of the Pilates machine.
No, that's what you do. Yes. I want you to get a bat. Take the bat in there. Throw it on top of the machine.
No, you know what? I don't have a towel. I feel like I need a towel. You know, because you wipe down your sweat.
Yeah.
Like, if I sweat, I might wipe off my...
Yeah, a towel.
Yeah.
I think most gyms have the towels.
Oh, they have them already? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you have to bring your own. Okay. In fact, I think you look like a rookie if you do.
Oh, you do?
You look like you're going to the pool.
Oh, like at the hotel resorts where you bring down your hotel room towel?
Right. Exactly. I think the club will have the towels, especially when it's one of these little fancy, you know, Pilates type gymnasiums. Yeah, you're gonna be okay with the towel.
You know what's sad is I looked at the video and all the girls are like, I don't know, 25 and hot. And grandma's going to be there like, ah, yeah. And you know me, like when I get nervous, I get loud.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you're gonna stick out in the crowd.
I kind of want to go.
Just from your,
I want to go to this class with you.
Just from the loudness.
I know. So I watched Real Housewives of Orange County, and there was a girl there, and she was really loud, and everybody hated her. So I'm gonna try to be real quiet.
Yeah. What they don't like is because when you watch the video, you showed me the video of this Pilates / yoga move they do. It's called jumping, isn't it?
I don't know.
You showed me the video, and the ladies that are in this video, obviously, they're doing it effortlessly.
Every day.
And they're just, it's so smooth. Mm. I can just see Jamie there. Just a big Charlie Foxtrot. Everything's going to be out of control. She's going to be complaining about every muscle.
I might
She's going to be complaining about, the springs are too tight. You know, all this is going to be going on, and they are going to be so over you in the first 15 or 20 minutes.
No, I mean, I've learned because I watched that Real Housewives of Orange County, and the drunk girl, she was real loud like I get. So I'm going to be really quiet. And I'll be like, and one, and two, and three. I'm going to be I'm going to be meek and quiet.
You can't do that.
I'm going to be meek and freaking quiet.
You don't have it in you to do that. Listen to you now. You don't know how to be quiet, Jamie.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to complain.
You watch. I'm going to be like, what? I'm going to be adorable.
You will be thrown out of this class.
Oh, no. I'm going to be, you know what
They will bar you.
I will tell you something that's crazy from not ever having been in the fitness world. Wearing an outfit in the fitness world, I feel superior to you.
Yeah, it does make you feel good.
I feel I feel like already fit. I feel like I don't even need to go. Like, I feel better than you. Like, I'm like, I'm better than
you. You're not there yet.
Hey!
I still think there's like a 30, 40, maybe, maybe a 40 to 60 shot that you would show up to that. Something drastic could happen.
I know. Like
my car won't start.
Something. I'm open for a little something. A little something.
She's still looking for an out. Trust me.
I am.
Trust me. When you send a text to the instructor saying, oh, damn, I'm signed up.
I did say that.
That's what she did. That's not a good attitude.
No.
It should be more like, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I didn't
like
that.
This is going to be a brand new day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know, this is the beginning of it all.
No.
But no, she writes,
I feel like I'm being forced into rehab.
It's a horrible feeling.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.